인하하시오 해원의 영계행태 니총 가시라 해원의 영계행태로 인하하시오 해원의 영계행태로 인하하시오 해원의 네총 가시라 해완의 영깅태로 이나아지오 해완의 영깅태로
Aloha! Welcome to Aloha Healers Network. Mahalo, Pathfinder, for our healing February opening song. And this is February 8th, 2018, and I'm your host, Brenda Michiko-Kelly. Welcome to the show. The Loshu, or the flying star number for today, is the number 8 star. The number 8 star is called the wealth star. All of the 9 flying stars have a couple of names that are ancient, and it really just tells the vibration for sure exactly what that star is about. There's much more. The number 8 star is also a yang, earth star, and it is the white star, and it is actually really a lovely star. And wealth is so many things. We can think of wealthy, healthy resources. We can think of money. We can think of knowledge, for sure. We can think of love. And this is the 8th wealth star. It is in the center today. I'm telling you a lot about it because it's also the center star in what's called the period. We're in the period of 8 right now. That means that the 8 is in the center. So the configuration of the Loshu, which are the flying stars, that tic-tac-toe board with the 8 in the center today, is the same configuration for 24 years. And so this is one way of working in the flying stars of the period as well into your animal compass direction. There are 12 animals, and each animal has a compass direction. There's an animal every day, and the animal also switches every month, and the animal switches every year. Today is a sheep day, and they do go in order. And the compass direction for the sheep is the southwest. And just so that you know, there's a month animal. The month animal is the tiger, and it is a wood tiger month. And this is great news because coming into the brand new feng shui new year of the yang earth dog is about the 16th, so we're about 8 days away of the real date coming in. And it's with the new moon a lot of times, and so you can just go by that in February. So actually now, still babies are fire roosters, believe it or not. And then we finally move into the yang earth dog on February 16th. And it's going to be really fun because I just told you that this is the month of a tiger month. And the tiger and the dog are really good allies. They're really good friends. And so this is a great beginning for the yang earth dog to step into the year on a month with an ally, definitely. And so I want to give really good news coming in to this year. And we're going to give a lot more feng shui help with the flying stars and what the configuration is going to be for the year. Remember, the number 9 star comes to the center for the year, It is called the celebration star. It is the purple fire star. It's like happy events. It's graduations. It's very, very uplifting. And so this is in the center. What we're going to want to do is put that in the center in those ways, in those words, either of these things that you like, either fire or purple, things like that. It could be real fire. It could be the shape of fire. Images are lovely. Feng Shui uses shapes and colors. So, wow, there are so many ways to Feng Shui. Now, the first thing to do is clean it up. That is what a lot of people think Feng Shui is, like, oh, we have to make it clean. And yes, that's true. And then you can add an element or a color or an image to either uplift that and amplify that or balance it, or what we call cure. And we're going to talk really briefly. We talked last week about the number 5 star that flew to the north. And so click back if you're interested in that one. We are going to go through all 9, so no worries. But I want to go to the number 3 star next that's coming in, because it is in the tiger direction, the ox and tiger direction. So heads up, the number 3 star is coming into the northeast. And remember, we all have a northeast in our homes. And so what we want to do is, since the name of the number 3 star is called the anger star, we want to bring that to peace right away. We want to find the other side of that because we can. Then the number 3 star is a yang wood star. So there are a couple of aspects here that I don't want people to think that this is a bad thing. They're good things, because since the number 3 is over there and the home location flying star over there is the number 8, that is a ho too. The number 8 and number 3 are a ho too, if you can find it. So you always have to pay attention to the 3 star, and you can't just forget about it. There is a ho too over there. And remember, if your quad number happens to be a 3, that's a whole different thing for you as well. But what we're going to do over there is we're going to put fire, all of us. We're going to put fire in the northeast, or red things. And since it's a number 3 star, we could put things in 3s over there and get rid of that. Just burn that anger right away. We could put a red apple over there and in the name of peace. And it's time for our Feng Shui Fit Tip for today. We're going to talk about getting our core really, really strong. With some supportive help, we can all do full squats. And do you know what those are? It's when you go all the way down, you bend your knees and your butt almost touches the floor, and then you come up. And there's a real alignment thing going on with your knees and your ankles and all of this. And it's very difficult to do for a lot of people, unless you're a pro. And so, let's do sink squats. That's the best thing that I love, because the sink is, make sure that your sink is bolted to something really sturdy that it doesn't move, right? That's why, or a bar, like a ballet bar, something like that. You grab onto it and then you drop to the floor while still holding on to this sink or the bar, and then come back up. You just pull yourself back up and you use your arms and less as you get better, but do that full range of motion. You'll be surprised at how it strengthens your core, and it may even click in and fix some things that you didn't know that needed realignment because you hadn't done that full range of motion for so long. So let's all do some sink squats and get it a going. And there are things that happen just accidentally with sink squats, and it's called a beautiful backside, huh? Those are fun. It's always fun to have some great things happen while we're exercising that we didn't expect. Hey, we look better. Yeah, and that makes us feel better too. And to feel much better, we have more 28 universal powers with Pathfinder.
Aloha. Mahalo, Michiko.
Miedo, Chanku, Woksapi, Wichasha. It's good to be here with everybody today. Once again, say, shout out to all our friends around the globe listening in. It's like maybe 30 countries or so. Listeners from about 30 countries from around the world. And I want to put a shout out to my friends Ted and Patty over there in West Virginia. Hello and blessings. We're continuing to our discussions about the universal powers. And this is on the background of ascension teachings. The ascension teachings about the upliftment of our physical body, the upliftment of our emotional body, our mental body, our spiritual body, so that individually each of these four parts of self rise together, and this enables a fusion of our soul. This is kind of a simple formula, but we're looking at it this way right now, that when we lift our body, our heart, our mind, and our spirit together, we gain traction on the sacred road, and more of our true identity is revealed from within us as these four parts of self fuse with soul, and we become more and more a living being, or what is often called a real person. Now, among the tribes of North America, let's use the Cherokee for example. The Cherokee understood that adulthood came at like age 52, and that at that point you everybody has the opportunity to become a fully actualized person or a real person. So there wasn't all this pressure on the young ones to know everything. There was a progression to think that we can really be prepared for everything that society brings at age 18 or 21 is ridiculous. What we did acknowledge among the different tribes is that, you know, basically manhood for the boys began in its infancy, the infancy of manhood, about age 12, 13. And this was the same for the girls, the infancy of their womanhood came in right then, and there would be coming of age ceremonies that very specifically more elaborate for the girls that were then becoming women, as can be seen in the Apache coming of womanhood rites, for instance. The guys, the boys, would often be put out on a fast or a hamblecha, is the way the Lakota say this. And that means crying for a dream. And this is when they'd start to put on the warrior ways and become the hunter and start to learn from the men's societies, for instance. Anyway, all this is to say that traditionally there were you know, they had systems of the women helping the women and the men helping the men, and then the whole community helping each other. And this was part of their clan ascension process, because they had the teaching specific to their own clan of people in order to lift them up in their clan gifts, as well as responsibilities, as well as the revelations that came from their own people given to them by Creator. So we're talking about these 28 universal powers on the background of ascension and growth. And the purpose of ascension is not to go somewhere else at this point. It's to come fully here. And that has to do with the teachings of the now, learning to be present, learning to be centered in the silence is the place of power, it turns out. And so these 28 universal powers, they're universal in that they are offered to everyone. They belong to each and every individual, and not just humans, but all our relatives, okay? So we discovered that in discussing the universal powers, I thought we'd move through it in maybe one or two sit-down sessions like this, but really there's a lot more there. So we started with the sacred directions, with the powers of the West and the North and the East and the South. And this is the basis of our directionality, as well as when we reflect upon the ways of feng shui, there are certain energies and helpfulnesses that come in from each of these directions. Likewise, with these four directions is the direction above us, the Makpia Yata, which is towards the clouds. And then also beneath our feet, Unchimaka, Mother Earth is beneath our feet. And these six primal directions of our aura are our relationship with the world around us. And this is reflected in our aura, in that the grandmothers are behind us and the grandfathers are before us. The Sacred Mother is to our left and the Sacred Father is to our right. The spirit of life is above us and the sacred earth beneath us. And then we come to Wakantakia, which are the inner and outer mysteries. In other words, the universe around us is reflected uniquely in the universe within us. And then just like a tree sends forth branches and leaves and flowers, underneath the ground, it sends out a similar-looking root system that very much parallels the branches above the roots below. And this is how we are. By learning to live in balance, in the sacred silence, in the silence of creation, in the silence of being, we learn the mirror reflection of that which is within and that which is around. And this is part of the inner and outer mysteries. So in other words, when you do good to another, you are also doing good to yourself. When you're being helpful in the world, you're also being helpful to yourself. When you respect your own body, you're respecting the bodies of all beings in creation. And likewise, when you help to heal another, you are healing yourself. And when you help to heal yourself, you're helping to restore the balance in all of existence. This is part of the inner and outer mysteries. Now, in addition to these first seven universal powers, we began discussing the elements of creation. The Peta, the fire, the Tate, the wind, the Maka, the earth. Often we say Ina Maka, Mother Earth. And the Mani Wichosni, the water of life. These are the four elements of creation of Mother Earth that are recognized by all the cultures of the earth. And there are other states of matter as well, and there are other elemental helpers as well. For instance, the tree. For instance, the iron or the metal. And this comes into the help with our physical constitution, as well as our balance in the world. Now, before we were talking about when you get in touch with the earth physically, and then in an instant where you're sitting with that beautiful ass on the earth, because you did your sink squats, so now you got a beautiful ass. So you're sitting on the earth, right on the earth, and then you've got your back up against a tree. This is a very healing, natural place. This is what we discussed last time about how to help us to connect with the heart of the mother, the heart of the earth, and that when her heart and our heart are beating as one, we are in the fullness of physical life, manifest life. So the sacred fire, among the tribes, the fire is so center. In fact, the fireplace is often called the Hochowakan, or the sacred center of the tribe, of the nation, and that we gather around the sacred fire. And in respect for the sacred fire, it is a place of peace. Now, this fire that we can see outside ourselves for warmth and for cooking and for all the uses that we have for the fire, like, for instance, there is a cycle of life where the fire must go across the prairies or over the mountains, and then it renews all of that ecosystem, and it's necessary in order for that ecosystem to go forward. Just like every 7 years, every cell in our bodies has been renewed. It's been replaced by a new cell. And so we must remember our original template, which is in our heart of hearts, in the center of our mind, and in the center of balance, which is the Tantien just below our belly button. And that in these places, the Creator has put the divine blueprint, and even Spirit's own presence, the presence for walking in the world, the presence for walking in the heart, the presence for walking in the brilliance of the mind. We must remember these inner sources of God's own unique blueprint in us. And one way in which this is proved is that the fires within the heart of heart, which are the thymus is about where the two collarbones come together in the center of the chest. Underneath there is a little gland called the thymus, and this is the heart of heart. And in our heart of hearts, the Elohim, the sevenfold flame of Creator, lives. It's been placed inside us. And in this sacred fire, it instructs the fire within every single cell of our body, as well as all the operations throughout our body, where there is an exchange of energy. In other words, this fire of creation. Now, also assisting us, because the fire has a friend, and the friend of the fire is Tate, the wind, the breath of life. And so when the breath of life comes across the flames of truth, a brightening happens. And this also happens inside us, because as we breathe the air through our body, it combusts the fires within ourselves and within our mitochondria, and helps our entire system to work. And in a likewise manner, we are similar to the tree. We breathe the oxygen and then release the monoxide. The trees breathe the monoxide and release the oxygen. How tied is our life and all biological life to the sacred tree and plant nation? And so in honoring the sacred breath, we remember that it's by this sacred breath that the Creator has given us terrestrial life, because the Mother gave us the bowl of clay, and the Father gave us the breath of life. And between these two, we have the animation of life. And in the exchange of breath and fire, we are constantly, instantaneously created, destroyed, and recreated in the blipping of the light, the twinklings of the stars, in the movement of the flames of life. We are constantly born and reborn. Now, we've talked a little bit about the next element, which is the earth herself, the maka, the clay. In Cherokee, it's Elah. Elah means mother, it means earth, and it also means clay. These are all it's the same, you know, it's the same. And I would encourage everyone to look back to your ancestors and find the ways that they were thinking. The philosophies of your ancestral blood and DNA. And I would encourage everyone to start to look at the world in more natural ways, to get closer to the earth, to get closer to thinking outside of squares and boxes, and to embrace this time of the coming together of the peoples, because that's what Aquarius means, the coming together, the cooperative effort and innovation of the peoples. And when each of us bring to the circle the gifts of our ancestors, we are strong. And so let us honor our bodies. One of the ancient teachings is that this body is an amazing gift to us. We are a living spirit, and we've been given the blessing of wearing this body, this robe of flesh, and that we will respect this gift of the mother. It says our spirit and our life is the gift of the heavens, and our life on earth and our body is the gift of the Mother Earth. And so we learn to show her honor by respecting ourselves. So even if we are mentally or emotionally in the throes of the greatest depression, it is still our duty and our honor to respect our physical body. And built within our physical body is our own means, our personal means of ascension, through the interaction of the sacred fire, through the interaction of the sacred breath, through the interaction of the sacred earth and clay, and through the interaction of the waters of life. Mani Wachosni, the waters of life. We'll spend some time covering this more next time, and we'll also start to talk about the illuminaries, and that is Ampetsu-Wi, the day sun, the sun in the center of our solar system. Hahepi-Wi, the night sun. This is the grandmother moon. The Wachakpe-Oyate, the star nations, and the Kapipina, the ancient and ascended ones. Blessings and love. And remember that when we walk our own personal ascension path, we are set free forever from the ideas of slavery, and we are lifted to our true purpose, and the purpose that all of the masters who have walked before us want us to remember, embrace, and thus honor Mother Earth.
Mahalo, Pathfinder. And thanks to all of you for tuning in to Aloha Healers Network. We love connecting with each and every one of you just like this each week. We close Aloha Healers Network Reiki Principles. Today, I let go of anger. Today, I let go of worry. Today, I'm thankful and give thanks for my many blessings. Today, I'm kind with honor and respect to all living beings. I do my work honestly.
Ping te do ai
Daku te kika wanin ching te do de hampiku de e chanu e lo.